Welcome back to Weekly Update. This is Tiffany Kerr.
Hi, Tiffany. This is Guy Amoretti. I'm so excited to be back.
Me too. This has been an absolutely amazing week. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you so much. Our first episode went live last week, and we are overwhelmed by the support from all of you folks, really.
It's been wonderful.
It really has been.
Let's start out with our weekly catch-up. What's been going on this past week, Guy?
Well, I think I'm going to talk about my Thanksgiving, because that's the biggest thing to happen this past week.
Great, let's hear it.
Well, we hosted this year, and we had family from all over come in. My brother Mike came in from Michigan. Nance's parents came down from Calgary. They're living in Canada now.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, they're not from there, but that's where they are. We had a wonderful feast. Nance did an incredible job. Incredible. Oh, I mean, she always does. But I was not helping as much as she would have liked. You know, in hindsight, I did not do so well. The one thing I can say I did, I set up the cornhole, set up the horseshoes, but she did pretty much everything else.
Yeah, I mean, she is amazing.
She's a machine. She works full time, and then she was working on Wednesday and still got the whole feast ready.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, they don't listen, so they're not going to hear this. The boys weren't too helpful either. They would have rather hung out with me and played some cornhole, but...
Sounds like at least most of the family had fun. I hope Nance had some fun too. Was it delicious?
It was delicious, and everyone was so grateful for her, so thankful, and...
You're a lucky man.
And for Black Friday, I got her an air fryer.
Oh.
She just always wanted it, so I was like, you know what? You've earned it. You've earned it. She earned it before she did this, but I thought she needs something special.
I think that was a great idea. Those things are pretty nifty.
Right?
Yeah, those are really cool.
Yeah, she's been using her Instant Pot a lot, so that actually made life a little bit easier for her. But that air fryer, I think, is really going to come in handy, especially next year if my folks come, because they like a good fried food.
Me too. Me too. Yeah, I'm wondering if I should get something like that for Jason, because, you know, he's really, really trying to become a better chef. And I mean, why don't I just go into, my Thanksgiving?
Let's hear how your Thanksgiving was.
Okay, so first of all, I am thankful for the things that, you know, I'm thankful for my family, thankful for my work. I'm thankful for you guys.
I'm thankful for you too, Tiff.
Thank you. But I do think it's important to just focus on those for when things go a little haywire.
Mm-hmm.
So this Thanksgiving, Jace thought it would be a great idea for him to cook the turkey, and I was all for it. But if any of you have cooked a turkey out there, you know how difficult it can be to get it. You know, you want it not to be dry or anything like that, but most importantly is you need to make sure it's cooked all the way through.
Yes.
So we had a couple problems with that this year.
Oh, no.
So it was just Jace, myself, and my mom. And my mom and I ate quite a bit of turkey before Jace realized it wasn't. It wasn't fully done. So, you know, my mom is still in bed at this point. And I had about 6 cups of eggnog that day.
Uh-oh.
So it was a bit of an interesting break.
That's a dangerous drink right there.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm actually thinking about going vegetarian, actually, after the past few days. I don't know really what has sparked it, but...
Just a thought in your head?
Yep, just a thought. So that's where we're at, but that's what I want to reiterate to people, be thankful for the things that matter and don't worry about the little things that don't, like an undercooked turkey.
I agree. And hey, there's always Christmas. Give them another shot.
Well, I'm thinking maybe we should do something vegetarian.
Yeah, well, a tofurkey. That's a thing, right?
I think that is.
Maybe
we'll have
can
to try it.
Cook that up. I don't know how that works, but maybe that's an idea for this year. Are we ready to transition into knee-slapping news?
Let's do it.
What do you have for us?
I found this great story that came from MIT. I'm sure you've all heard of it. Very fancy schmancy college.
Mm-hmm. Smart people.
Yes. Well, there were 2 students that were trying to break the record this week for the longest throw of a hot dog into a bun.
Stop.
Yes. Phoebe Lee threw the hot dog 120 feet.
That's more than one third of a football field. That's incredible.
And Amber Van Hemmel caught the dog in a bun.
Oh, I get it. So someone was on the other end with a bun ready to catch the dog. You should have seen me at cornhole. Maybe MIT should have recruited me. I was so good.
I mean, you could always try to break the record.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Well, the students were trying to actually break a previous record and practiced many times before making their attempt. The two practiced with a hot dog that always measured between 5.5 and 7 inches.
Okay.
So when I heard that, I said, okay, those are some MIT students. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Gotta have the right dog.
So their record attempt has officially been submitted to Guinness for review.
Good for them.
Yes.
Exciting.
So good luck from Weekly Update.
Good luck from us down here in Chattanooga.
Why don't you give us what you have for this week, Guy?
All right, so my knee-slapping news comes out of North Carolina, where a man created a dating app where women can only match with him.
Okay, it sounds a bit clever, but also very wrong.
It's bold. I'll give him that. But yes, so Aaron Smith created a dating app where he's the only man. And it's meant as a parody app, so he and a friend of his created this app. And what he said was, the biggest problem with the other apps is that my face is not featured prominently. He said, if life gives you lemons, you should first make lemonade, then make sure no other companies can produce or distribute their own soft drinks. So the only game in town is lemonade.
Okay, Mr. Monopoly. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you think about this? I think I understand it's quirky. It's a whole new idea. Like you said, it's a parody. But, I mean, where's this thing going to go?
I don't think it went anywhere. I think it was more for fun and made a good news piece, you know, something for people like me to talk about on the news.
It is pretty funny when you think about it.
It is. Yeah. So the women would swipe right and there he'd, or swipe left or whatever way they want. And then there he'd be again. It'd just be him. But the ads and everything for the app were all very tongue in cheek, very funny. It's not meant to be taken too seriously.
Got it. Okay. That is pretty funny.
Yeah. How did you and Jason meet?
Oh, gosh. This is a story.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, I didn't meet Jason, but I met one of his family members long, long ago. So when I was younger, I actually worked on the golf course as I drove a cart around and had all the drinks and the snacks on my cart.
That's fun.
It was a really cool job. And then I was just doing a normal day of work and a ball came out of nowhere and hit me hard on the left side of my neck.
No.
Yes. And this man came running up. He felt so bad. I mean, he pretty much bought out the whole cart. He felt horrible. I met this man. He hit me. And I mean, we had a good laugh about it and stuff. You know, he didn't do it on purpose and all, but met him. And then 10 years later, I was at a bar and there was this really cute DJ who was performing that night. And then in the crowd, I happened to see the man who hit me.
No.
With a golf ball. Yes. And it was just so weird. And I was like, do you know who's performing tonight? And he said, oh, it's actually my nephew, Jason.
No way.
Yes. And it was this totally weird moment where I was like, maybe I was meant to meet Jason. You know, and it was, Jason is actually 10 years younger than me.
Oh, that's right.
So back in the day when I first met his uncle, right, Jason was, we were totally different points in our life. Mm-hmm. But I got back in touch with his uncle. And a few years later, saw him again. He said, oh, you should come see my nephew, Jason. Pretty cool guy. And that's kind of how it all got started. So it was just a weird turn of events over and over again. Almost met Jason, almost met him. And then finally it happened.
It's
we just
like
clicked.
The entire time the universe was telling you, hey, you two were meant for each other.
That's exactly what
and
it
felt
like.
And you kept running away. And then eventually?
Well, I mean, if I would have known him, I wouldn't have ran.
That's so sweet. Nance and I met at the local pool growing up. And have you seen that movie, The Sandlot?
Of course I've seen The Sandlot.
Well, there's that scene where the boy pretends to drown.
Yeah, Squints.
Well, let's just say I might have pulled a little move like that.
On Nance?
On Nance. We already knew each other. We were friends. It was all in harmless fun. And she liked me and I liked her, but we were kind of flirting around it. And I was a little bit of a hooligan and she was a lifeguard. And yeah, and then that happened. And we finally decided, you know what? Let's go out. Let's do it. Let's see how it goes.
I love that. And when was this? When did you guys start dating?
Well, I was a senior in high school and she was a junior.
Cute. Yeah.
So
was she, I mean, was she your first girlfriend?
She was.
And you were her first boyfriend.
You know what? We are each other's first loves and...
Yeah, last loves, too.
First and last loves. Absolutely. That except our precious. Boys. We love them, too.
Well, Guy, we need to move on to the next section.
Let's do it. How about you give us your sweetest scoop this week?
This is a really fun piece because I do not know much about sports. But when I saw this, it warmed my heart. So Jerome Baker Jr. is on the Miami Dolphins, and apparently they mic up some of the players before the game starts.
I've seen that.
Right? And when him and his teammates were on the bench, he happened to be mic'd up. Well, what you can hear is, over the course of the game, he would look back into the stands, he was scanning the stadium, and he was looking for his mom.
Oh,
yes, sweet. And you can actually hear him. So a video came out. And it showed him wondering where his mom was at and stuff, mixed in with normal, you know, football lingo, all the stuff that they were already saying.
Yeah. Coaches yelling, players complaining, players talking some strategy, and there he is looking for his mom.
Yes. Oh. And apparently he had sent her a ticket, and he wasn't sure if she was going to make it to the game, so he kept searching around and asking around. I mean, he asked quite a few times. Once the video was released, though, the people loved it.
That's so cute.
And Jerome himself thought that it was hilarious, and he didn't realize how many times he actually asked for his mom over the course of the game. So
that must have been funny for him to look back on, and hopefully his mom, too. I bet she loved seeing that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Made her feel very special.
Yes, and it's just one of those things where it's like, I do not get sports. I don't, you know, I have zero interest. I know you love sports.
I'm a big sports guy. I mean, I got to give a shout-out to those Tennessee Titans, but... To be totally honest, I'm sorry. The Chattanooga listeners, they already know because I talk about this all the time. Well, I'm from Portsmouth, Ohio, so growing up, I would root for the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, it just made sense regionally, but not much to root for there this year. So I'd say my second team, they're the Titans. I love a good underdog.
Me too. I love all the animal ones.
Yeah, you're...
I'm a fan of the animal ones, and then some of them just don't make sense to me, so... Yeah. I like the animals. Yeah. Dolphins sound great. Bengals, cute.
Cute, very. You got the cat teams. You got the bird teams. You got all sorts of teams. You get some horses thrown in there. You got the Broncos and the Colts. It's a great thing for animal lovers when you think about it.
It is, unless you're scared of horses like I am.
Oh, well, we'll avoid Indianapolis then.
All right, Guy, give us your sweetest scoop for this week.
All right, so you all might have seen this before because this has been 4 years in the making. Grandma, who invited wrong teen to Thanksgiving, shares fourth holiday with him. In 2016, a grandmother accidentally sent a young man a text talking about Thanksgiving. And the man was like, I have no idea who this is. And so they had a little back and forth, and she was like, it's your grandma. And he was like, send me your picture. Sent a selfie, she was at work. Sure enough, not his grandma, but he sent a selfie back and said, if there's a plate for me. And sure enough, she said, you're invited. So he went along and joined her for her Thanksgiving celebration. And 4 years later, this year too, they spent another Thanksgiving together. I think it's just such a sweet story coming out of Arizona.
Gosh, I love those type of stories. People are so kind. They really are. And when sometimes a stranger can really surprise you, and it's so heartwarming.
And that connection can be made so quickly. You wouldn't think that you'd connect with a stranger like that, but one wrong text message could lead to 4 years of friendship and 4 years of beautiful holidays spent together. And I believe this year he brought his girlfriend, they went to his girlfriend's family member's home and celebrated there. So bringing even more people into this wonderful family. And that it's a family that didn't exist 4 years ago. That's incredible.
That is great, Guy. I love that story. Thank you for sharing.
I think it's time for one of my favorite parts.
Is it my part?
It's your part, Tiff.
I knew it. Okay. So this is my weekly horoscope that I give. I love doing this. It was a very crazy week for weather here in Chattanooga, but I did manage to see a few stars this week. All right, so here we go. This is a special time for you. All you have to do is open your eyes and look around. Go with your instincts, and something spectacular is bound to happen before you know it.
Oh, so sweet. Okay.
Yeah, the stars weren't telling me too much this week, but I really think all you listeners out there, Just pay attention. Something fantastic is about to happen.
I'm going to be ready for that.
I hope it's something good. Yeah. I'm really excited.
But that's what's nice is something special that happens to you each week. It can range. One week you can have a special moment that is someone at the grocery store giving you that extra dollar you needed because you ran out of cash, or finding a penny on the ground that's heads up. And some days you can meet a great new friend one week because you followed your instincts. Something special can happen to all of us any day of the week. It's truly
of course
something
it
to
can.
Look forward to.
Of course. And I do think this is a special time, so everyone pay attention out there.
Pay attention. I know I sure will. Your horoscopes haven't failed me in the past.
Well, thanks, Guy. That means a lot.
Let's find out. What's your problem? This is when we take a question from a lovely listener, play it on the air, and answer the question. So, let's hear from this week's.
Hi, Tiff. Hi, Guy. This is Rachel. I'm from Spokane, Washington, and I'm an Aquarius. And lately, I have been having a hard time remembering a song. I don't know any of the words, but this is how it goes. If you guys can figure it out for me, that'd be great. Thanks.
Well, Tiff, I am going to defer to you with your DJ fiancé. I have no idea what that was.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Oh, my Lord. This sounds like a song from the 80s. I mean, like, I'm thinking back.
You're dancing in your seat a little bit. You've got...
Oh, well, I'm hoping it's the song. Oh, my gosh. It's, like, kind of pop.
Mm-hmm.
But also, kind of, it's a dramatic piece, but kind of poppy. I'm thinking Celine Dion, but I have no idea.
Oh, man. Oh, I wish I could help more, Rachel. I feel so bad. This is an interesting question. I don't think we've ever had something like this before.
No.
I mean, a lot of people want help with different things, but this one, this is special in its own way.
I'm feeling like a Google Home or something right now, and I don't know the answer.
Exactly. And the problem is, we're not even helping you. We're not doing anything. Well, maybe the Celine Dion thing is helping her.
I think that that might be a good lead.
Yeah. Okay, let's hope so, because, ooh, I wish I could help more. But, you know, sometimes you get that song stuck in your head and you just don't know where to place it. That is a tough problem to have. So I'm glad you called in for that, Rachel, because, hey, that's a real problem to us. Absolutely.
I am so sorry that we couldn't be more of help, Rachel. I'm going to be kicking myself in the pants over this all week.
If you figure it out, you got to call back in and let us know, because this is going to bother us. But I bet there's one way that Tiff can help you. With your horoscope.
Of course. That is the one thing I can provide.
She gave her sign. This is a fantastic opportunity.
An Aquarius. I do love the creativity of an Aquarius. I mean, they are quirky people. But in the best sort of way.
Mm-hmm. What are you again, Tiff?
I am an Aries.
You're an Aries. I'm a Cancer. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. You're a sweet, sensitive guy.
I am a sensitive guy.
But let's give Rachel her horoscope. Let's Hopefully that can tide you over until you can figure out the name of that Celine Dion song. You tend to help those around you by being a good friend, but make sure to take some time for yourself this next week. Do something just for you. You deserve it.
That's some great news that she's getting right there.
I could just tell, and once I found out that she was an Aquarius, I just said, okay. Just the sound of her voice and everything like that. She needs to do something for her.
Yeah, it just clicked. I like that.
You can tell she has a kind heart. You can tell she has a kind heart. I'm excited. She's got something spectacular coming, and she's going to take care of herself. And that is something, as someone who reads the stars, is very fulfilling for me, knowing that person is going to experience that this next week. So,
well, good for you, Rachel. I'm so glad you called in, and I do wish we could have been of more help with your song, but I'm glad Tiff is here for you, because that's always nice to hear a personal horoscope. So I hope people who call in the future continue to give their signs, because Tiff is so wonderful about that, and she will set you on a very positive and fulfilling path.
Thank you, Guy. That really means a lot. And don't forget to call in. Leave us a voice message on Anchor. We love hearing these. It's so fun sifting through them, you know, and please call in.
Yeah, you can find the link for that in our description, or just go to anchor.fm/weeklyupdate. Well, thanks, Tiff, for such a wonderful week. As always, I can't wait for next week. And thank you to all our lovely listeners, and special thanks to Rachel for sending in her question.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Have a fantastic week. I'm Tiffany Kerr.
And I'm Guy Amoretti.
Signing off.
If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at Weekly Update. On Facebook, just search for Weekly Update. And you can find us on Twitter at Weekly Update Pod. And also, if you get the chance, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, because that is a very helpful thing for us and the future of our podcast. And we love hearing from you. Speaking of which, feel free to send us an email at weeklyupdatepodcast@gmail.com.